Are you ready to say goodbye to your younger self for good? For your years of freedom to be destroyed? What if you are and you don't know it? What if that part of you already died? This episode of Our Life Breakdown, Goodbye to Me, will prepare you to stay strong for the change. This episode is brought to you by Emma Tomlinson, Read the World for the Truth About How, When and Why We Come of Age. Coming of age is an important aspect of all our lives, so important that popular movies often feature it by hiding it behind the main plot or creating the plot about it. Most of us don't even know it, but we might be coming of age now, already had, or, for the younger listeners, still to come. This important aspect isn't often recognised, so by listening to this podcast, the question that is on the edge of your tongue will be answered. What is coming of age? Sometimes we can be unprepared to grow older and let our younger selves go and embrace who we are to come. This is perhaps the most important part of our lives and is often used in movies and books, but always occurs in our lives. This is coming of age. Coming of age is a concept taken by individuals when they experience growth from youth to adulthood. It usually occurs when an individual experiences significant change or begin to understand things in a more mature way. Coming of age is usually taking place in an individual's life during the adolescent years as they get older to almost becoming an adult. It is an important part of our life because it is the in-between of our youth years and becoming mature and thinking more like an adult way which contributes to relationships and future careers. Coming of Age is the main feature in the movie Looking for Ella Brandy, directed by Ed Wood, and is a great movie to allow us to understand the coming of age concept through the protagonist's story, Josie. At the beginning of the movie, Josie was an immature, inexperienced and naive teenager who didn't fit in with her family nor her classmates due to her Italian heritage. She is insecure about not being able to fit in and she is desperate to be the same as everyone else. Her personality is reflected much through the very first scene set on Tomato Day, which is a day celebrated by Italians. She is quick to change her music to more pop songs, providing that she just wants to be a normal Australian teenager. During the movie, Josie has to experience significant events to create the coming of age effect, so her personality changes by the end of the movie. Events include the suicide of John, the boy she liked, and after his funeral, Josie read an emotional note written by him. This made her realise that everyone, including more privileged people, can suffer. She also met her father, Mitchell, for the first time, at first hating him, then as they spent more time together, they developed a better relationship, giving Josie the fatherly love and support she needed, which helped her fit in with other girls. Josie also had her first boyfriend, Jacob, who was less privileged but made her realise that stereotypes don't define who someone is. All these events had different effects on Josie, but combined they made her more mature experience and made her realise that it doesn't matter if you don't fit in and that you should accept yourself for who you are. Another source that uses the coming of age genre is the documentary The Mask You Live In, which is about insecurities boys and men face in everyday society. The documentary reveals that youthful boys feel like they need to fit into the stereotype of a man or they won't be accepted in society. They feel they should not express their feelings, not show emotions, play sports like football and baseball, and be cool and even violent. Events that can occur in a man's life to help them to grow older and realize that they can be whoever they want to be can vary significantly. Events that can contribute to growth include loss of close relative or friend, expression of feelings, new relationships, or suffering an illness. These events can contribute to boys trying new things or changing their view of important parts of their lives. During significant events in a man's life, it can make them realize it's okay to express their feelings and they can be whoever they want to be, even if it means they aren't a muscular football player. Therefore, when people experience growing up into adulthood and becoming more experienced and mature is called, in terms of a genre, is coming of age, which happens when individuals experience significant events which help lead them to view the world in a different way. Stay tuned for the next episode of Our Life Breakdown to help us know the life that we live broken down into sections.